obligations. Now, does the United States continue to take in money? Of course it does. But the point is that for beyond after we cease to have the capacity to borrow money, every 60 cents we take in is 40 cents short of the dollar we need to pay out. And you create a situation, movie analogies are popular these days, you create a situation where you have real people who suffer, in addition to the impact on your interest rates, whether you have a car loan, a mortgage, a student loan, a credit card, interest rates go up, it's a tax on everybody, okay? In addition to that, among the many obligations we have, the 80 million checks that the Treasury Department alone issues, payments that it issues every month, of the 1.2 billion payments the federal government makes in a year. Those include veterans payments, Social Security payments, disability payments. They include the bills to contractors, small businesses, big businesses that do work with the government, the people who manufacture the ammunition that we send to our troops in Afghanistan. And choices then have to be made. And it's a Sophie's choice, right?